Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Gavin joins me this afternoon. Hello, Gavin. How are you?
Hello. Very, very good. Are you sure it's an entire week has gone past?
Went quick, didn't it? I hope the next one goes quick too.
Quicker. Yes.
Mate, today we're talking about looking after a live Christmas tree and how to keep it looking good and alive. Could I ask you, are there many people that come into your nursery and purchase live Christmas trees?
Yes. Well, we sell the ones in pots.
Right.
And then, of course, the other way you can buy them, as I've just heard an advertisement on the radio, for the cut ones. So there's two different ways you can buy a live Christmas tree. One is still alive, but it's cut off, and the other one is alive for many years to come in a pot.
Well, we've all seen the, particularly this time of year, you know, those Christmas movies where they, part of the scene is it's a white Christmas and they all go off as a happy family to pick the live Christmas tree from the big live Christmas tree place.
Yes. The difference is, of course, it's nice and cold, usually with lots of snow around.
Exactly.
And those trees last really, really well.
I was going to say, the difference is it's 42 bloody degrees here.
Yes. Now, there are things that you need to do to make that tree last longer. So if you are going to go out and buy one of those cut Christmas trees, do a few things to make it last a bit longer. Now, the first one is obviously get it home as quick as possible. Now, I happen to have worked down at our Arimba store on Sunday, and there must have been somewhere down on the Central Coast that was selling these beautiful live Christmas trees that were cut.
Right.
And people came into the store to have lunch, which was lovely for them, but they left the tree on the roof racks for over an hour, sitting in the sun. Now,
Yes. One
did this, and I looked out and I thought, now I wouldn't have done that. And then I went back inside and went out there 15 minutes later, and they'd multiplied. There was three people sitting out there, all with live Christmas trees strapped to the roof racks. Now, the first thing I would tell people is, whatever you do, get them straight home.
Right.
They actually recommend in Australia that you treat them like a vase of flowers. So you take them home, you take about two centimetres or so, just a smidgen off the bottom of them, which encourages them to suck up more water, and put them in a container, whether it be a bucket of water or some way to keep them moisturised. It's not an ideal thing, of course, once your tree has flashing lights on it, to go spritzing it with fresh water. You know, that's not exactly the sort of thing I would recommend. Now, if your tree doesn't have lights on it, you can, of course, get a nice little spritzer container and go around every day or every couple of days and spritzer it with water. Great idea. Would never recommend that with flashing lights connected to a power source.
Yes.
Not a good look.
Not a good result.
Thing. No, not ideal. The first thing I would suggest, I would also suggest that you don't put it on the hot side of the room. Now, every room, of course, has a cooler side and maybe a hotter side that faces north. You don't want it anywhere near those hot windows that pump in the afternoon sun. You want to try and keep the thing relatively cool. So try and put it on the southern room, on the southern side, somewhere maybe near an open window or an open door, whether it can get fresh air, because, you know, it's the start of December. By Christmas Day, you don't want half the needles all on the carpet underneath it and a half-bald tree. So that's the other thing I would probably recommend with those. So that's a few things you can do to make those trees last longer.
Now, hang on. Let me jump in here.
Yep.
So these are the trees that you buy that are already pre-cut.
Yes.
And you take them home straight away from when you have bought them. You don't go out for lunch. Take them home, then go out for lunch. But when you get home, you keep them in water, do you? You don't keep them in a pot.
In Australia, you can keep them in water. You could actually get away with a bucket of sand. You know, beach sand, river sand, moist sand is the most important thing. Something you can add water to. So definitely a bucket. And as they say, you treat them more as a vase of flowers. In America, you don't have to do any of that. It's cold at this time of year. There's plenty of moisture in the air. A lot of the time it's actually snowing outside, so you don't have to worry about the thing dropping needles or being affected by a 40-degree day with a blast of an air conditioner on one side of it. You know, you don't have to worry about any of that. But in Australia, of course, it's a different thing altogether, and you really have to treat them to make them last a long time. I mean, nobody wants to wait till Christmas Eve to pick up one of these because, of course, you won't get one. They generally sell them at this time of year, and, of course, you've still got 2 to 3 weeks to keep the thing alive before the special day. So you really want it to look as good as you possibly can for as long as possible. A lot of these things, you know, are very similar with one in a pot. I mean, they're grown outside. They're grown under either irrigation or under rain. And again, it's a similar thing. When you take it inside, I would put a saucer, one of the very few times I would ever tell you to put a saucer underneath it, because you don't really want to be taking it out once a week to give it a water. So one of the few times I'll tell you it's okay to have a saucer under there so that you can actually water. Try and put it again near an open source. So whether it be a door, whether it be a window, somewhere where you can get a bit of fresh air in. Mm-hmm. Again, probably on the cooler side of the room, if there is such a thing, and most rooms there is a cooler side and a hotter side. So you want to try and get, I mean, these are all things you try to do. You may not have the ideal spot, but if you can, these are the things that will make it last longer. So yes, when you bring it inside, give it a good soak first, a really good soak. Let it drain outside, bring it inside, put it with a saucer underneath. As I said, hopefully near something that's open so you can get a bit of fresh air in, not in direct line of an air conditioner pumping cold air on it, because, of course, it won't be used to that, so it won't particularly like that. And then, of course, the big thing with live ones in pots is then, of course, once Christmas is over, you then have to get it acclimatized to being back outside, because the whole idea of this is that you get many, many, many years out of it. And if you want to get many, many years out of it, you've got to treat it like it has been inside for a few weeks. You then take it outside after Christmas, and you've got to put it in probably a shady spot under trees, maybe on a balcony in the shade, somewhere where it can get acclimatized to being back outside again. There's so many people will grab a lovely tree, bring it inside for a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, take the Christmas decorations off it, and then put it straight back out where they found it in the full sun. And of course, probably within 2 or 3 weeks, that tree will be as dead as a doornail, because it's just too much of a shock.
The other thing you'd have to be very careful about is, because it's just, well, how do you say it? You can't say it any other way, but it's bloody hot here. If you've got your Christmas tree, and this is a fresh, a live Christmas tree, and it's in a pot, so it's not one that's cut off. Because the ones that are cut off, when you finish, you just throw it out, don't you?
Correct. They usually end up in the green bin.
Yeah.
So you don't have to ever worry about that. The aftercare is well, I'll cut it up into many small pieces and put it in the green bin.
So with the one that you buy in the pot from the Lee Rowan's nursery, putting it on a veranda, you've got to be really careful, because if you get yourself a 42-degree day, that could kill the tree.
Absolutely. You want it on the shadiest spot. So whether it be maybe an outdoor room with shade cloth over it, like one of those Queenslander rooms, whether you might have a part of the balcony that is always gets a bit of shade on it. The idea is you've got to get them back acclimatized to being out in it. I mean, all conifers tend to grow in full sun. It's just that you can't put it straight out into the full sun. They say the acclimatizing is probably usually between 4 and 6 weeks. So for that time, try and put it in that cooler spot. As I said, it can go out in the garden if you've got a spot that's got some big trees that have got some dabbled shade underneath it. Sit it down there. Anywhere where it might get a bit of shade, some doses of our fabulous seaweed fertilizers on them, whether it be Sea Sol or Sea Max to help it acclimatize back out. You do that fortnightly. And then eventually they do need to go back out in the full sun, because if anybody's ever grown a conifer of any kind up against a wall or a fence, you'll always find on that side you'll end up with bare patches or dead patches. And that's because they need a nice lot of water, a nice lot of sun all the way around it to keep it nice and thick. So if you happen to have a spot where you put it and it is against something, do yourself a favor, like I always tell with indoor plants, and give them a half turn every few weeks so they grow even. And that way, that lovely thick foliage will be the same all the way around and not just on the side that you see.
Let me again ask you this. With the potted Christmas tree, okay, you've had your Christmas thing, you've taken the decorations off, you put it in the shade on the veranda, and it's acclimatized. Let's fast forward. What do you do next year when you want to take it back inside?
Exactly the same thing again. You leave it where it is for as long as possible, because plants don't like to get moved around that many times. So you leave it where it is. When it's time to bring it back inside again, about now, the following year, do exactly the same thing again. Grab that saucer, give it a good soak, leave it outside overnight, bring it in the next morning, decorate it, do the whole thing all over again. Back outside again for the 4 to 6 weeks, acclimatise it in the shade, some good doses of seaweed, back out in the full sun for another year, and hopefully get these things as big as possible. Now, about every second season, you would repot that into some fresh soil. Now, may not necessarily be a bigger pot, because if you kept doing that for 20 years in the future, you'd never lift the pot back inside. It would be so big. So, not necessarily, just because we're repotting plants, people think they've got to go up sizes. Sometimes it's just to get fresh potting mix in. Now, we've talked about this before, and of course, potting mix isn't permanent. The good potting mixes, you may get 5 years out of them. The cheaper potting mixes, you're lucky to get 2. So, let's face it, sometimes when you're repotting these things, it's a case of we need to put fresh potting mix around them, not just because we need to go up to another size.
Do you need to trim them?
Very, very lightly, but not normally. Normally with most of these conifers, because most of these conifers tend to be more mountainous plants, as conifers are, the traditional German-type conifers are all your black forest conifers, the picias and all these lovely things that come from those European high mountains. They don't tend to go overly quick here. In fact, it's the heat and the humidity that slows them down. So, A, they don't get overly big very quickly, and B, that means that you really don't have to trim them that much. It would only be really if they get out of shape, which is sometimes when you see articles with these Christmas tree farms in Sydney where they grow all the cut ones, they just literally zip around them every month or so with an electric trimmer just to trim them into that Christmas tree shape if one branch happens to poke out and it's not the ideal shape. That's all they ever do. They don't cut them because they must be cut. They cut them just to keep them into the shape that people require for the purpose that they're growing them for.
Okay, so you've got these Christmas trees in the pots available at Lee Rowan's Garden World. What size? How much?
We do. Well, generally, depending on the variety, you know, we've got little ones here that would be maybe 40, 50 centimetres, so, you know, a bit over a foot and a half, you know, and you're looking at maybe about the $50 or $60 mark. We've got some varieties that are a little bit taller, maybe about 90 centimetres, the old 3 foot mark, and they're about the $100 mark. There are different varieties, and some grow quicker than others. So there's certainly a variety and a size for most budgets. Now, that's not overly huge, but it's something that you buy to pass along and hopefully grow for maybe the next 10, 15, 20 years. It's not something that you want to buy that's 2 meters tall already, that's going to outgrow the space relatively quick.
Yeah, true. Good idea.
They're a little bit different to cut ones. Cut ones you buy once a year, and you buy them to the height that you want.
Yeah.
Now, everybody wants the biggest, so you go out and you buy a cut one that's the size you want, but then, of course, you're not worried about the following year because you're chopping it up into little bits and then buying another one the following year anyway.
Of course.
With live ones, you tend to go for smaller ones so that you get longevity out of it. You know, I've had a lady that's had a live one, and she brings it in every Christmas, and she's had it for 30 years. Now, it's now nearly the 2 meter mark, but it's something that she wants to pass down to the children.
Great idea.
Which is a wonderful thing.
It is.
So, yes.
A wonderful tradition, just like Christmas.
It is.
Have you covered everything?
Well, look, the only other one I very quickly want to say is if you're going to buy one of these fabulous red poinsettias, which are very Christmassy, when you take it inside and it needs a good water, which it will do possibly twice a week, please, please, please don't wet the foliage or the red bracts, because that will make them drop all their foliage off straight away. So, like African violets and like some other things that you take inside when they've got the colour on them, you only ever wet the ground and not the actual foliage.
Okay, give Lee Rowan's Garden World, Gavin, here comes the plug.
That's it. Now, we have both these fabulous things at our Warners Bay store, which is 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, bottom end of Hillsborough Road, fabulous spot. And then we also have our fabulous store on the Central Coast, which is 72 Pacific Highway, Arimba.
Thanks, mate. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. It's our last show next Wednesday for you and I, so we'll catch up next Wednesday, same time, same place.
We will, and we'll talk about all the fabulous Christmas gifts you can get in a nursery.
Thanks, mate. Talk to you next week. See
okay,
you, Gavin.
Bye-bye.
That's Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.